Quoting Bez Hashem Klal Hey Din Beis, Chavetz Chaim said that he's going to tell us now, unfortunately, something which many people are nichshol, many people stumble in this halach of Lashon Hara. And he says, also, it's about seven lines into Sif Katan Beis, also, Levazos es Chaveiro mitzad Cheshrin Shlemus Hamailo Sheyeshli. A person is not allowed to speak about another person about some things that he's lacking. Hein b'chachma, either if you claim, you know, this guy is not so bright. Hein b'gvura, you say this guy's not so strong, he's not so healthy. Hein b'oisha, or you say this guy's not doing so well. B'chol ha'gavna, no, he's even saying that. You say about another person, this guy's not such a tough guy, he's not such a strong person. Or you say this person is not so bright, that also is an isa d'oraisa of Lashon Hara. Ba'farish is devorai b'chol ha'pratim, and I'll explain myself each detail. Hein b'chachma, what does it mean with wisdom? K'goyim. La'atziyah lefnei anoshim eich sheploin yein chacham. To say in front of other people that this guy's not such a smart guy. V'lo mi bo yimu dvar sheker. Oh, hu emes b'miktsosiv, hu megazi misadover, yoysim imashuhu. That's obvious that if it's not true, or even if he's exaggerating, b'vaday ovan godol hu ad ma'oid. For sure, it's a terrible sin. And it's worse than just saying something not nice about a person. That's a different law of being Meitzishemra. Because he's lowering, he's denigrating his friend with his lies. Ach, afiluhu emes gomor. Even if it's the truth, he's not such a bright guy. We already have it established, we've become rooted in the knowledge. The Lashon Hara hu afil alemes. The Lashon Hara is even when it's the truth. V'dova zeh dehainu, ma shesholel mimenu hamayleis, v'vada yankim l'cha Lashon Hara hu. If you say that this person is not such a, doesn't have so many good qualities, and as you say that he's not so bright, for sure that's considered Lashon Hara. Da'alei kosev ha-Rambam me'perek rishon da'ovitz v'zeh l'shoy nisham, and he quotes the Rambam, v'loshon hu rusipa ro'is ha'odam umumav. To say something not nice about a person or his blemishes. Or to be mavaza him, to lower him. So in other words, even to say his mumin, or say that he's not such a chosh of a person. As the Rambam says in the Yad. That if people would know about this information, it'll cause him physical damage, or financial, or to cause him aggravation, to scare him. So nira borur, therefore it's clear, to say that this person is lacking in qualities is an isa d'oraisa of Lashon Hara. Because you'll see that if you say about somebody who's not so bright, that could bring about that it could cause him damages. First, I'll explain this taste. If he says he's not such a bright guy, there's nothing worse than saying that. If he's not married yet, he could be a very nice guy, even though he's not a genius, he's not such a smart guy, but still, that doesn't mean he won't be a very good husband. And if he's a person who's in business, whatever business, either he has a certain kind of skill, or a teacher, so you can say, oh, we're looking for the top guy, we're looking for the brightest guy. And surely if he's somebody who's supposed to answer shailas, and he tells people this guy's not so bright, that besides that it's Lashon Hara, if people will believe it, he's going to lose money. Nobody's going to want to go there to settle disputes. He could even lose his job. And the blood of this person and the blood of his family, that your mamish caused him that he should lose his parnasa. Besides that, you're being mashbul, you're lowering the respect that people have for Torah. V'nikum v'vazit tam l'chacham, shamru chacham, menuzal. She'ein lo refuah l'makosai, that there's no water to the wound that a person inflicts on that way. V'yidei zeh yismoyit et chas v'sholom ba'oid moyit kiyam ha'Torah. And that's going to cause that people are not going to be fulfilling the mitzvahs as they should. If the Rav will now try to give some mussar, well, forget it, you have to listen to him. So to say about a person that he's not so bright is a true example of an Isser of Lashon Hara Deraisa. Oid esh olcha ochi, also my brother, I'll ask you. What's so bad? You say the guy's not so bright. Everybody has to be an Einstein. So he's not an Einstein. What's the big deal? So he says, test yourself. What happens if people would say that about you? People have been saying, you know, this guy's not so bright. How much, you know, complaints you would have against such a person. What silliness did he see about me? That guy is such a bad-hearted guy. That guy is a lashon hara. He just wants to denigrate his friend and to lower him. But when you say it, in many ways he's better than you, Lashem Villa Briyas. He's better than you as a yid, he's better than you as a human. Look at the terrible blindness there is in this. In fact, the Chofetz Chaim says, when you say about a guy such a so to say innocent statement, he's not so bright, so it's even worse than a regular lashon hara. Echad machmas hamasape ruhu ki b'sharin yonim shemasape l'chaver shoza eze iser. If a person says lashon hara, he says this guy ate treif. Hein b'bein adon l'mokayim, whether it was an aver b'bein adon l'mokayim b'bein adon chaveroi motzi moit kam uponim shemachavin rak l'kinas hames. Sometimes you take a mean at erlich. Did you try? You want people to stay away from such a person. B'av she'en zemoy ledina, unless as he learned all the details. Al koponi machshavti lehisel ra, at least he didn't mean bad. Mashenkin bazeh shekavonosi rak leganes chaver lashpilei. To just say this guy's not so bright, there's no purpose. It's just to lower him. V'hi midah ra'ah ma'oid, and it's a terrible midah. K'mo shekasu b'shari tshuva l'rabbeinu Yonah. That's one reason. Oid zois mitzad ha'mekabel, the people who listen. Ki b'sharin yoni lashon hara, hanal leis kablu take of dvaro. You say about another guy, I saw him eat treif. People is not going to accept it so quickly. Kozman shein on a roim b'neinu le'namin, we won't really believe it. Ubevada mashi siparta afim emes, hu mistoma heiz a siba shibi lozeh. He probably had a reason for it. Ki b'pshutoi, yev shalahamin olav. How can you believe about a guy like that, that he did something like that? However, he says, v'mizbarach gach shehu sheker, and if Yevtaka find out that he did lie, that the guy lied, it wasn't really trade. This was an affair that was under Hashkata. Yeah, ha'mesapar v'zeh l'vuzo l'kolim b'nekoil. So then the one who says it will be very embarrassed. Ne'shehoitz Hashem al chaveret. So that's on a regular Lashon Hara. Avol b'zeh, but if you say the guy's not so bright, im yashal es chaveret v'farsma l'shehoitz l'pesi l'nekoil, when you're low and you say he's not so bright, and everybody's going to look at him like he's not such a bright guy. Nobody's going to stick up for the guy. Shorten your words literally. And have rachmanis on the covet of a yid. Why are you saying such not nice things? As if you didn't do anything wrong. That she ate and she wiped her mouth. Followed the oven, I didn't do anything wrong. So when you say about another person, he's not so bright. So then it's something that other people say, oh, really? Huh, didn't know that. And that's it. But it's not like you say, guy did this terrible thing, he stole. No, what do you mean? He's an honest guy. So here, not only the Lashon Hara, but it'll also be much easier acceptable. And therefore, it's much more chamer.